This book is the confession of a man who, back when I was an EHM, was part of a relatively small group. People who play similar roles are more abundant now. They have more euphemistic titles, and they walk the corridors of Monsanto, General Electric, Nike, General Motors, Walmart, and nearly every other major corporation in the world. In a very real sense, Confessions of an Economic Hitman is their story as well as mine. It is your story, too, the story of your world and mine, of the first truly global empire. History tells us that unless we modify this story, it is guaranteed to end tragically. Empires never last. Every one of them has failed terribly. They destroy many cultures as they race toward greater domination, and then they themselves fall. No country or combination of countries can thrive in the long term by exploiting others. This book was written so that we may take heed and remold our story. I am certain that when enough of us become aware of how we are being exploited by the economic engine that creates an insatiable appetite for the world's resources and results in systems that foster slavery, we will no longer tolerate it. We will reassess our role in a world where a few swim in riches and the majority drown in poverty, pollution, and violence. We will commit ourselves to navigating a course toward compassion, democracy, and social justice for all. Admitting to a problem is the first step toward finding a solution. Confessing a sin is the beginning of redemption. Let this book, then, be the start of our salvation. Let it inspire us to new levels of dedication and drive us to realize our dream of balanced and honorable societies. Without the many people whose lives I shared and who are described in the following pages, this book would not have been written. I am grateful for the experiences and the lessons. Beyond them, I thank the people who encouraged me to go out on a limb and tell my story. Stefan Ruckshoffen, Bill and Lynn Twist, Ann Kemp, Art Raffi, so many of the people who participated in Dream Change trips and workshops, especially my co-facilitators Eve Bruce, Lynn Roberts-Herrick, and Mary Tendall, and my incredible wife and partner of 25 years, Winifred, and our daughter Jessica.